This is Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. It's our daily in-depth look at people and issues that are shaping the local area. Inside Douglas County is presented by Concrete Builder Supply. Now, Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Afternoon. Thanks for being here as we cover a lot of different things in the Umpqua Valley. And today, an opportunity to meet the new president of Seven Robotics, Joey Koenig. Thanks for coming in.
Hey, Kyle. Thank you for having us and letting us tell our story today. Thank you.
Yeah. So first of all, I guess, tell us what Seven Robotics is all about.
You bet. Seven Robotics is a robotics integrator. We provide robotic solutions to industry. Those industries include building products, agriculture, packaging, and we're an integrator. So what that means, you can think of us as like a general contractor building a custom house. We design and build that house, and we set it up. But unlike the house, we actually take it down and ship it and build it again. That's what we do.
A lot of people don't really understand robotics at all. It seems like it's sort of a canvas that's moving pretty fast.
You're right. Yeah, robotics, AI, cloud computing, all those things do move fast. Where we fit in is we are taking a lot of heavy lifting, a lot of dangerous, ergonomically challenging activities out of the manufacturing process. And then we free those folks up to do other jobs within those plants.
Now, I know you've been here for a shorter amount of time, but when and how did Seven Robotics begin?
That's a good question, Kyle. Seven Robotics started officially in March of 2020. That was right before COVID. So COVID...
Well, you picked a good month
for that. Yeah, yeah. And that kept the company, basically... stopped from operations until January of 2022. Now, the company formed up. It was the vision of Dave Laercy and his management team over at Convay, also here in Roseburg. And they had been integrating robots for about 16 years. They saw a growing field and a need to really focus on robotics. So they formed up Seven Robotics to do that.
And to explain the whole Convay Seven Robotics.
Yeah,
I don't even know how you want to call it, arrangement or organizational structure.
Well, officially, organizationally, we are a sister company to Convay, and so what that means is we build robotic systems for Convay when they need them, and they build certain types of equipment for us, like structural steel conveyors. Various parts like that. And it's been a great working relationship so far.
So essentially, are you co-located in the same set of buildings?
We are not. Convay is here in town in Roseburg, and we're about 3 miles east on Diamond Lake Boulevard. There's a big orange number 7 on a gray building. You can't miss it.
We'll have to watch for that. I don't think a lot of people realize that. Now, when did you join the company?
Kyle, I left my previous job on September 21st of 2021. I flew out here on the 22nd and reported for duty on September 23rd, so about 3 years ago.
And what was your background before coming here?
Prior to Seven, I was in oil and gas, working for a family-owned company, specifically doing sales and relationship building there. Yep.
So what took you from that to coming here for this?
Serendipity a little bit. I was visiting during the summer, and a mutual friend, Spencer Hurd, introduced me to Dave Laercy. And Dave shared his vision for what Seven Robotics was going to be. And that was compelling enough for me to make the leap, and my family and I moved out here. And we haven't looked back since.
So what got you into this, got you interested in this whole type of career area?
Well, I looked around, Kyle, and I thought that there were some fields that were definitely growing and you wanted to be a part of them. One was cloud computing, one was AI or machine learning, one was robotics. And so I wanted to be in one of those fields, and then when I met the people who were affiliated with the company, Great group of people. Those two things coming together was all it took to get me out here.
And how many people do you have on the Seven Robotics staff?
Currently, we've got 10, mostly part-time or mostly full-time. And then we do have some part-time folks, and we do some internships from time to time. But we're growing, and we'll experience some growth this year in personnel-wise.
Do you feel like you're at the stage where you're working in technology that's moving so quickly that in 5 years it's really hard to know even exactly what things are going to look like for what you do?
Yes. Yes, we do. And really our sight or our vision is basically the next year or two into the projects we've had signed up. But there are advancements in vision, in, of course, we mentioned AI, and robotics that are hard to keep up with. And that's what the team does such a good job of, not only delivering on the projects today, but trying to stay at least 3 to 6 months ahead on the technology. And really, we can't expect too much more than that because it does change so fast.
So are there a lot of other companies doing what you're doing here?
There are. I participated in meeting last week, and it was seven integrators. So there were seven of us who do the same type of work. And there's a bigger group of about 400 in North America. So that's the company volume we're talking about.
And is everybody kind of, this is obviously a evolving industry, if you want to call it that. It's got to be kind of a fun time to be in the middle of it.
It is, and there's a lot of opportunity for us. As we travel around the country and in Canada and South America to a lesser extent and visit these plants, there's just a growing number of applications where we can help with people's staffing issues, with safety, and with production efficiency. So yes, it's very fast growing.
And how big's your facility out on Diamond Lake?
It's about 10,000 square feet, Kyle, and about 2,000 of that is office space, and the rest manufacturing.
And the manufacturing part, is that pretty set, or does that kind of evolve depending on what you're working on?
Great question. If you go out to our shop today, you'll see a certain layout and certain projects being tested. In fact, we're shipping one today and testing one today, and in a month that'll totally change. The projects are custom, and so the layouts and the look and feel of the shop changes. We've got to be really flexible.
I imagine that no one week is like the next one for what you're doing.
No, and that's part of the challenge and part of the excitement. And what I've gotten to know about engineers and our technicians is they don't want to be bored, and they love the new challenges. So it's a good fit.
Now, I think in your company press release, you used the term cool nerds. How would you define a cool nerd?
Oh, man. Well, I'll take a step back. And the folks that we're looking for, Kyle, have three attributes. We say hungry, humble, and intelligent. And so these guys are smart, they're motivated, and they're not arrogant. And if you have two out of those three, you can probably fit in on our team, and we think you're cool.
All right, we're going to take a break on Inside Douglas County. More when we come back. President of Seven Robotics, Joey Koenig, the interview podcast after one at 541radio.com, 1245 at News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. Inside Douglas County, 1247 News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. Lars Larson ahead at 1. And we've got a couple of guests set up for tomorrow. We'll be talking about Umpqua Valley Arts and also about things happening at Wildlife Safari. Joey Koenig is in here now, the new president of Seven Robotics. Well, I guess after as long as you've been here, new isn't exactly the right word, is it?
No, it's been 3 years now, Kyle, but it's gone by really quickly, and it's been super fun to see the evolution of the company and the team and be a part of that.
Now, when you first came out here, your role was a little bit different, though, right?
It was. My role was business director, and what that meant was I was responsible for sales of the company and, to a lesser extent, some of the production and manufacturing aspects of the company. And the role's a little broader now.
Now, do your clients, are they Northwest clients? Or are they spread around? How does that work?
We have gotten a lot of success in Oregon and Washington, but our clients are lower 48 and Canada, and we actually just got our first project south of the border in South America.
Wow. And how do you work on expanding that?
You know, boots on the ground. We have a sales team that travels all the time. They're going to the Southeast next week. Our technical team and manufacturing team travels quite a bit also. In fact, we've got one individual up in Northern Ontario, Canada today. And just a lot of hustle.
How unique do you feel like Seven Robotics is?
Kyle, we are, as I mentioned, there's probably 400 integrators right now that are relevant. We are unique in that we specialize and have a niche in wood products. And why that's special is that if you think about robots, they're highly precise, highly accurate. They make repeatable movements. And you see them like in automotive where they're moving or welding machine parts. In Douglas County, we have a lot of wood products, and wood, as you know, is not perfect. It's not a machine part. So our technical team is really good at bridging the gap between, you know, the robot that's fairly predictable and an unpredictable product like wood. So we are unique in that aspect.
Now, what about robot size? Is that, I mean, a lot of times the average person just presumes that a robot is 5'10" like everybody else. But is that the case?
Yeah, that's a good question. And even, you know, you see robots on TV that are like, look like humans or dogs. And that's not what we do. It's typically an articulated arm. It's pretty big. We're a lot of times carrying payloads of like 100 to 1,000 pounds. So these are on the upper end of industrial robots. That's it.
Well, so the robots' functions in terms of what you can program them, if that's the right word, to do, how fast is that evolving?
The programming is evolving quickly, and you know, the technology and the different interfaces you have to have and what the operator expects. One of the things we specialize in or definitely want to be good at is thinking of the operator, because there typically is a human interfacing with this cell. And if we set up a touch screen for them to operate that robot, we want it to be easy to operate and intuitive. So a lot goes into that aspect of it.
So for the staff that you have, what kind of backgrounds led them to Seven Robotics?
About half of our staff has a four-year engineering degree, but the type of people we're looking for, the type of people who are drawn to Seven are, you know, people who like to tinker, who like to take things apart, who like to solve problems. We're looking for those type of curious people.
But you have to be intuitive and not afraid, because I would never work out very well doing this, because I might be able to take something apart. The chances of me getting it put back together correctly hovers around zero.
Right. And that's why our guys make good detailed plans, so that if we do get to a point where everything's laid out on the shop floor, we at least have a good picture of what it should look like.
Yeah, that's why I don't even try anymore. I just call a professional, and before I make the plumbing or whatever it is worse. But, and that's a kind of a unique skill set. Not everybody can do that. Or even with computers, sometimes you're afraid, okay, if I hit one button, I'm going to be answering to the boss because I'm going to blow something up.
Yeah, and further, these robots are big. They move fast. So there's one of the things that we is under our purview is the overall safety of the system. So we have physical safety and different kinds of sensors so that once that's installed, nobody's going to get hurt. And when it's out in the field, we've got things to monitor the system and ways to remote access that system if we need to troubleshoot it.
And that's an interesting aspect of that, because as you have clients that are spread all over the place, they may not necessarily have people on site that have all the skills that your staff has. So you've got to be able to deal with them and kind of make it a, you're not just selling them something, it's a long-term relationship.
That's right. Yeah. And a lot of people are coming to us having not ever had a robot in their facility. So the unknown can be intimidating. The ways that we can help them once that system is installed is, as I mentioned, we can remote in, we can touch up code, we can have videos on the system so we can see the problems, if there are any, that the customer sees. And at the end of the day, if we need to get on a plane and go fix it, we do that too.
So when you look down the road 5 years maybe or a few years down the road, what do you see in the company's future?
Well, definitely see growth. I see growth both in the team, in the areas of specialty that we can have. And I think that industry or manufacturing at large is going to just continue to automate. We're very proud that we're in Douglas County, that we are bringing in dollars from all over the country, all over the world, and spending those here and creating jobs here. And I just see in 5 years a bigger Seven Robotics doing the same types of good business.
And what are some of the other applications you see for robotics in the business community?
Oh man, that's a good question, Kyle. You know, the part of robotics that is getting more and more advanced is vision. So quality control, you know, very highly precision welding and 3D printing with robots. It's really the sky's the limit at this point. Yep.
Now, what are some other things about Seven Robotics that people should know about?
Well, you know, one thing I want people to know is if you're a teacher, an instructor, and have a group of students who are interested, we are open for tours. So just coordinate with me. You can go to our website, and there's an info at Seven Robotics. The other things is we do like to participate with the local robotics clubs, either in a sponsorship way, or I'll be out at the robotics, the first robotics competition next Saturday here at Roseburg High as a judge. So I just like to make everybody aware that we're all products of our school system, of a community, and we want to get back to our community right here in Roseburg.
And how important do you to feel that is because of what you're doing for students to be able to, you know, come out and take a look or sort of get a taste of what's going on?
Well, that I remember when my dad would take me to his work, and it really helped me see what was on the other side of all this schooling and make it more real in my minds. And I think if students hear guys like Zach Allman or Cameron May talk about their career path and their experience, that'll be inspiring and help them ground all this schooling that they're getting into a potential career path where they can add value and bring their skills to bear.
Now, you said you came from Texas. Had you been there for a long time?
I was born and raised there. Yes, sir.
So what do you think about Oregon, rural Southwest Oregon, now that you're here? Because this is not Texas.
Well, first off, it's a beautiful place. You just have to drive out to our lab and look around to see that. But the people here have been super welcoming, Kyle. You know, going back to Convay, the management team there, the board, the employees of Convay have been supportive of us. Everybody wants to see us win. There are some cultural differences between Oregon and Texas, but man, me and my family really, really like it.
And if people want to find out more about 7 Robotics and what's going on, how do they get connected with your website or other ways of doing that?
Kyle, we have all the usual social media pages, so Instagram, Twitter, YouTube. You can really see the array of our projects on YouTube and LinkedIn, as well as our website, which is 7robotics.com.
All right, Joey Koenig, president of 7 Robotics, thanks for coming in.
Thank you so much, Kyle. Look forward to talking to you soon.
1257 News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Been listening to Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN, a daily look at the people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. It's presented by Concrete Builder Supply. The show will be available as a podcast in just a few minutes at 541radio.com. So share it around and let others who weren't listening live know about today's show. Inside Douglas County is a public affairs presentation of Brook Communications. Stay connected with local news and information. News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.